You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Do you feel like you're stuck? Kind of in a rut? And looking for a new perspective? Well, today I want to talk about feeling stuck, in our life, wondering if this is all there is, wondering how to get unstuck, because that's the first thing. We got to get unstuck and then figure out what we want to do. Because the last thing we want to do is be looking around wondering, is this really all there is that we have in this life? I know some of us get ourselves in such a routine that we begin to not have any new experiences. It seems like our brain's not working the same. Like that the firing of the imagination and all these neat things that go on are just not happening. And we almost feel like we're going through the motions. And if you're feeling that slightly to some degree right now in your life, this show is definitely at the right place at the right time. And you are definitely listening to the right show at the right time. I know many times throughout my life I have felt stuck. I felt like I'm in a rut. I feel like I need a new perspective because I feel like all the originality and the authenticness and the cool stuff that's going on just got sucked out somehow. And I feel like I'm missing out. And if you're like me, knowing that this is our one life to live, I mean, on this planet right now, I mean, I think we can all agree to that, that we deserve to do something good with it, and we deserve to have some amazing experiences and to tell the tale. I mean, I'm one of those people that, you know, I love experiencing awesome things, and I think many of us right now feel that way. It's not necessarily about buying stuff, right? I think a lot of us are out of that buying stuff thing. It's more about experiences. And what can we experience instead of just buying happiness, which doesn't work, right? Buying happiness doesn't work. What about the experiences? And how do we find those experiences? You know, I think a lot of us came from that thought process, that ideology, that perception, perspective component, you know, raised by our family because they want us to have what they didn't have. You know, for most of us, no matter what level, no matter what kind of pay grade, no matter what, no matter if, you know, what level of financial means your family was at, they wanted you to have more than they had. Okay, and so that's raised upon a fact of, you know, money buys us happiness, you know, we buy things for the kids, it makes them happy, and I see folks all the time buying their kids, you know, iPads, phones, whatever, in the way of wanting to give them more than they had, but a lot of times it offsets what really matters. And I want to talk about that later on in the hour. I want to talk about experiences and what that matters because I think that's the new level we're at right now. That's the new level. That's where we're going. And I think that'll help us get unstuck in our ways and unstuck out of this theory of life. Because I think that we have bought into, pardon my pun, bought into a bill of goods based on advertising and our thought process. And I'm not going to bash advertising. Heck, I need advertising on my show. I need advertising on my show. And I do a good job of advertising products when it's on my show. But it has to be something that I directly care about, that I see the value in, that I understand, not something that I'm just pushing out there to make a buck. I can't agree with that. I think you got to look yourself in the mirror every day and say, hey, you know, I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing what's right. I'm standing up for what I believe in. And this particular product makes my life better. It makes me healthier. It makes me happier. Whatever that is, I can stand behind that 100%. But I found that oftentimes we do buy into this bill of goods that this thing or this food or this alcohol or whatever that is in the middle is going to bring us happiness. And that's just not true. For a certain period of time, for a minute, for 5 minutes, for a few hours, for a few days, sure. But happiness isn't derived from a thing. I mean, it might be derived from finding an amazing rescue dog that becomes your best friend. And that's cool. And you get happiness from being around that dog and it becomes your best buddy and it's your best pal. But when it comes to items that we can buy in a store, honestly, that's why their warranty, it's not a lifetime warranty. Okay, it's going to last you as long as it's built to last you, and that's about it. And so tonight I really want to talk about enjoying things, experiencing things versus buying things. I also want to begin talking about how we feel in a rut oftentimes because of our routine, right? Yes. And I'm not bashing routines because I know a lot of us, including myself, as I raise my hand in a studio where my producer's looking at me, laughing at me just now. I can't believe I raised my hand. For some second, I thought I was on TV, you know, so there I am raising my hand. Anyway, but honestly, I have a routine in my life, and there's certain things that I am grateful for that routine. For example, I wake up in the morning, and I immediately go and make some coffee. I drink some water. First off, you should always drink water before coffee, by the way, FYI. And you should never take any sort of vitamins or pills with anything but water and sometimes occasionally juice, okay? Some of you take your vitamins in the morning with coffee. My God, there's going to be a hole in your stomach. So stop doing that right now. I go in there and I'll get water and then I'll make some coffee. And I drink espresso. I don't drink regular coffee. I find that espresso really helps folks that have a little bit of ADD that doesn't want to take any medication for it. Uh-huh. And I call ADD is the genius quality, the genius factor, because we're always thinking way ahead. But when it comes to small tasks and getting things done in a normal order and really getting down to the brass tacks of things, we kind of put that off to the last minute. When we finally do it, it's great. But until we do it, you know what? We're thinking about it. And then I go in there and I let the dog out and then I feed the dog and I give him some water, fresh water, clean out his bowls, that kind of thing. And I go in right after that, drink my espresso real quick, and I go and I make the bed. And I make the bed very nicely. I'm very big on making the bed a certain way. I mean, it's almost like military style because I want all the sheets tucked in. I want all the pillows put up to the top. I want everything nicely and neatly done, okay? So that it just looks nice. I mean, I like that. And so that's a routine that I have. And then right after that, I'll normally check email. I might get online to Facebook because I don't know if y'all realize, but about a month ago, 2 months ago, I took Facebook off my phone. Not that I don't love Facebook, okay? Let's not sit there and say that. But I took it off my phone because I was finding myself spending a lot of time in front of Facebook when I needed to be working or having some downtime or doing some meditation. And so what I've decided to do is I spend a certain amount of time in the morning and maybe in the afternoon on my laptop looking at it, and then I'm done. Okay, because I realize I can't substitute Facebook for real human interaction. And that became a big deal because what happens is you're trying to catch up with all the Facebook stuff, but then you're kind of missing out on living this life. You know, this one life we have to live, that kind of thing. The reason why we're here, you know, the je ne sais quoi, all that good stuff. And so I've realized, you know, I got to keep to that routine. Then I get in the shower, get ready, you know, dry your hair. Put on makeup, get ready, dress, pack any sort of clothes that need to be packed for any sort of interviews or anything like that for that day or on-camera stuff. Get all that taken care of. Go back, take the dog out again, walk him around the little neighborhood, come back in and have another little espresso and go. And that's my routine. That's what I do every morning. Now, that routine is helpful because it gets me out of bed. It gets me up at a good time. I set my alarm every morning. And I try to push myself a little bit. I try to get up earlier and earlier and earlier. And it keeps to that routine because I got to get that stuff done anyway. If I put it on the back burner, it's not going to be done. The dog's got to go out. He's got to eat. The bed's got to be made. I've got to wake up. I've got to pay attention to this stuff. So why not do it in this order of operations? However, I have found that when we begin to take that routine throughout our entire day and night, sometimes it can be not only monotonous, but also to some degree, it can just like suck the living life out of you. And I know most of us go to work at a certain time and we leave at a certain time. And in the middle of the day, we eat what we call lunch. And yeah, you got to have some routine. I mean, I'm a big believer. I got to eat by a certain time or I get really kind of like sleepy and slow. I don't know about you, but I get sleepy and slow. Like I'm over there like, oh God. Now, what was I thinking? What's a good idea? Nothing's in my mind right now. And so eating is important at a certain time. Getting to work, obviously, is important at a certain time because you got to be there and you got meetings and you got all kinds of stuff that you got to be there for. But I feel that we can sometimes get out of the routine during certain parts of our day, certain parts of the weekend, certain parts of the evening. And when we can, we've got to live that up to the fullest. And I think when we begin to do that, we begin to see, you know, some of the fruits of our labor. And we also begin to get ourselves in new experiences that are different and interesting, and they provoke some thought process, and they provoke us to think a little differently, to think outside of the box. And that, to me, is something that we can't get enough of. When I return, I'll be talking more about how you can get yourself out of certain routines, how to stay in certain routines, how to make that work, but also, really talking about the experiences factor and how to really find some new outlets in your life to have some more interesting perspective. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Check out the website and check out Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about feeling stuck. Do you feel like you're in a rut and need a new perspective? Do you feel like all the interesting things in your life have come to a halt to some degree? And do you often feel like original thought, well, is just hard to come by? I understand. I can get there too, and I've been there several times. And that's why I do a lot of these shows and I address a lot of these issues, is because when you've been there and you know it, you want to offer some solutions to other folks who are right there with you so they can have a happy and healthier life, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. You help me, I help you. You help me with my life, I help you with your life, because, you know, we're all part of the same. We all come from the same cloth. So I think it's time for us to really, you know, vest our interest in helping our fellow men and women. And so right before the break, I was talking about routine. Has your routine got you down? And I think some of our routines, like I was talking about earlier, about like my morning routine, about waking up and getting the coffee and making the bed and feeding the dog and taking the dog out in the shower, all that stuff's great, okay, because it's got to get done anyway. And I think those routines keep us focused, okay? I don't want to wake up another hour and a half earlier just to try to refocus myself. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to those types of things, yes, I'm mindful. And when I mean mindful, I'm in the process. So it's not like I'm taking a shower and thinking about something else. I really become mindful at that time always. And that's a little hint about my life, and also a hint on happiness, is that anytime we're mindful in the moment of whatever we're doing, no matter how little time it takes us, that takes us to a different level. So let me explain. One way to overcome the rut issue when it comes to routine is, instead of going through the motions, experience the process. So instead of going through the motions, we're actually experiencing the process as it happens. And this definitely adds to our quality of life, no matter how you slice it or dice it. Any time in life that we are able to experience and be part of the now, it changes our life forever. And that's why I was talking about, I took Facebook off my phone because I had to. Because I would find myself in situations, live, real situations, okay? Live situations, where right when it seemed to get dull, or right when it was like I was about to get into the situation and be a part of it, you know, somebody might get a phone call. And what did I do? Grab my phone. Let's check out Facebook. Let's see what's going on there. And how many of you have literally not been in the moment for the last 10 years because every time there's a lull or a quiet moment or somebody's got a phone call, you're over there on Facebook. Well, let's see what so-and-so, oh my God, I can't believe so-and-so just posted that. Oh my, did you see this? I mean, we're totally out of the moment. We're totally out of the moment. We're in this cyber world that these folks talk about, like Elon Musk and all these people talk about, you know, how we're in the cyber world. Well, I really think that we have the opportunity of either being in the real world or the cyber world. It just depends. And some of us have one foot in and one foot out of both. And if you really think about it, that's very logical. We all have choices. Everybody's given the choice to do what they want. I mean, it's not like we were born into the Matrix, I don't think. I think we are here as a lifetime. We can choose to be mindful in our actual human body life, a light being from wherever planet you want to be from, or you can choose to augment that reality with a cyber reality. You know, they got 3D stuff coming out. They got all this stuff that's coming out that you can be, you know, virtual animation and you know, all that stuff. You can become a part of that, or you can stick here in our world and experience it as a soul being on this planet. I think that's cool. I'm going with that one. Okay. I don't need any virtual reality. I really don't. That's not something that I'm very interested in at all. I mean, because my dreams are really cool. Okay. My meditation is really cool. And I just don't think that that technology is ever going to get there. And in our lifetime, in the next lifetime, in the next lifetime, in the next lifetime, because it would take somebody on that level to be able to program that, and the technology would have to catch up with that. So as I see it right now, probably impossible. And I prefer the things that come from my own mind. I prefer the things that come from my own heart, my own body, my own soul. And I prefer to feel how I feel in situations. But let's go back to this concept of routine. So when we're being mindful in the routine process, it actually makes it not boring anymore. Okay? So let me give you an example of that. So my routine on a daily basis, part of my routine in the morning is to take the dog out for a walk, to go poo-poo and pee-pee. And as many of you have dogs, you know what I'm talking about. You got the poop bags, you got the leash. You might have a toy that you bring out there. You might even have some treats, you know, because sometimes you gotta coax them out to go to the bathroom. And you got to give them some praise for doing it. And so I walk out there. Now, I could walk out there like, huffing and puffing. And I've done it before. I mean, I'm not saying that every single time I walk the dog, I'm totally mindful. No. But I would say I am 80% of the time because I work at it. Not because it's all, oh, this just comes second nature to Ashley. No, it's because I work at it. And so when I'm walking the dog, instead of stopping my feet and going, gosh dang it, go to the freaking bathroom. Hurry up. I'm over here waiting. I got to get to work. Oh, my God. Look at the clock. Oh, geez. Oh, my God. Okay, I've been that way before, too. But I'm talking about when you're being mindful, you get it right. You get out there at the right time so you have some time, okay? And you're walking, and you see the birds, and you see the squirrels, and you see the trees moving in the wind, and you look up, and you see the beautiful sky, and you see, like, the cute little doves, you know, flying around, and you see your dog happy to be a part of it and be with you, and you're not on the phone and all this stuff, and your dog's like, man, paying attention to me. And maybe you throw the ball a little bit, they go pee pee, they go poo poo, you get back in. It's a nice experience. Everybody liked it. It's a win-win. But you know, when we go through the motions on the other side, it's not fun. It does feel like you're in a rut. And it does feel like you're looking for something. But I've realized in life, we can't dump our routines. If we don't have some sort of routine in our life, we're not going to get that far. We're going to be completely disorganized. And a lot of times without routines, I find that people get kind of depressed. Depression sinks in when we feel like we're not getting anything accomplished. When we feel like we're not doing what we need to do, we often get depressed. We feel like we're not following through. We feel overwhelmed, and we don't know what the next step to take is. And so routines provide that type of grounding, not in a bad way grounding, but grounding so that we can create more interesting things, be more successful, both career-wise and spiritually-wise, and really be able to focus more of our energy on those higher thought processes, that higher consciousness level that matters to you and I. And so when it comes to a routine, if you can become more mindful in that routine, I think that it's a win-win. If you're having problems with a routine, creating a routine, that's another way that we feel stuck. Because it's overwhelming when we don't have like a system. And having a system is so important. When you have a system of doing things, you know something's got to take care of, something's got to go this way, and you got to do this, and you got to go through that, and you know it. And so you got a system for it. And it doesn't have to rule your life, but it gives you a template for getting things done. One of the biggest things that I offer my clients when they're going through depression, Maybe they've lost their job, lost a family member, lost a friend. So whatever that is that has really caused that automatic, overwhelmed feeling of depression is to really, you know, get out of bed, okay? Get out of bed and create a routine, no matter how painful it is, okay? Creating a helpful, healthy routine goes a long way to overcoming depression. And why it does is that it gives us a reason to get up. And for a little while we're overcoming this depression, we might not be the most mindful of each thing that we're doing, but we have a system. And we know that if we check off that box, we can check off that box, and we can check off that box, and we've gotten out of bed, which was hard to do, and we've actually made some coffee for ourselves, and we've actually gone the distance to take care of the dog or the cat, and we've actually gone the distance to make that bed, because we don't want to get back in it. We don't need to be getting back in it during the day. We need to close that out. If we have to, shut that bedroom door, make that bed. We need to get in the shower and take a shower so that we can go out in the world and be presentable, where our hair is not all over the place and we're not wearing a bathrobe, and change and put some clothes on and put that makeup on. And I'm not saying that women need makeup, but it helps because it puts you in the mindset of being able to be in public, of feeling good about yourself, of having a little more self-esteem, and allowing yourself to be in that state of mind where you can go out and you can do something. And it goes really far with overcoming the struggle that many of us have with depression and the loss, and not being able to really get that footing that we need to begin to be in a certain state of mind where we're progressing in a good, positive way. Stay tuned. You can listen to the show on Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, here on this station that you're listening to right now. And stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you feeling stuck in a rut and need a new perspective? You know, right before the break, I was talking about routines, how they can be good and how we can actually make them better. How oftentimes a routine can help us to get certain things done, but in the process, being mindful, being aware of what we're doing, feeling, being a part of that and what that does, and how that creates more meaning in our life. Because yes, we do have routines. We're human beings. We have to do some of the same things every day. It's just the way it is, okay? Unless you just, you know, give it all up, go live on an island somewhere, have expendable income that just shows up from wherever. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. But for most of us, we have to live a life that we, and it's not having to, we live a life that we need to be responsible, that we have a job, a career, that we have to show up to, that we have responsibilities, children, husband, wife, I mean, you know, pets, animals, whatever, horses, cattle, we have things we have to do. And so in that process, we have to have routines. And as long as we make the most out of our routine, the better we are. You know, when we get past the routine, we realize that, yes, we have to have some of those things, but sometimes we find ourselves, even though, asking ourselves, is this all there is? And, you know, I'm here to tell you that our lives are pretty amazing. And if we can begin to find some new outlets for our energy and our direction, we can really step it up. And one of the ways that I've figured out that we can really step it up is to really focus on another level of thought, which I call purpose. Because it's like we have this hierarchy, like we have responsibilities, and that's a big deal. We got to do that. And then above responsibilities, once you get taken care of that, it's like, you know, you got like self-care, you know, you got like spiritual, you got all this stuff. And then you got this thing called purpose. And purpose is like the icing on the cake. When you figure out how all this stuff converges and something you can do to better the folks around you, to better society as a whole to some degree, I think that's when you take your talents and hone them in for a purpose. And anybody that I have worked with in therapy that didn't really realize purpose or didn't have a purpose, their lives were very different than the lives of people who know that they have a purpose. Okay? It really is. It's like, you know, a group of people that has seen the Holy Grail and the group of people that don't believe it exists. I mean, it's really just that simple. I mean, if you've seen the Holy Grail, you go, holy hand grenade Superman, okay? Or the Ark of the Covenant or whatever, okay? Fill in the blank. But when you haven't seen it and you don't know it exists, you ask yourself, is this all there is? Because you're still living your life on a surface level. Do you see what I'm saying? In your mind's eye, think about it. When you're living on a certain level of life, you're living on the surface. It's the same as having a deep conversation versus small talk. If your whole life is small talk, it's not going to be very fun. I'd rather be in the deep conversations. Now, not all the time. I don't need a deep conversation 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think I'm in one all the time, but small talk doesn't do it for me either. I'd rather have silence, right? And I think that when you get it, when you realize purpose, and a good example of purpose is inspiring others, educating folks, helping the less fortunate, helping educate less fortunate people, helping women learn how to read, helping men learn how to read, helping vets after they get back from serving their country, helping them, getting them back into society, helping them overcome PTSD and issues and things that they had to see to preserve our freedom. Various different implications of what purpose means. It could be helping animals who are blind. It could be helping homeless dogs, homeless cats. There's many variations of purpose. And you will find what you want to do. And that will supplement and encourage you to get out of that rut. Once we find a purpose, and it takes you to hone into your skill set, what you love to do, what you're great at doing, you know, and even you might not even know what you're great at doing. You might have friends that say, man, you got away with helping people, man, or you got away with words, or people really listen to you and they look up to you, or you're really great with kids. You know, kids just seem to like shine when they're around you. You bring out something in them. And so think about those things that have been said to you, told to you, expressed to you, and begin to think about it. Because really in this lifetime, we can make ourselves anything we want. We can do whatever we want to do. We just have to have the vision to make it happen. If you don't have the vision, you can't make it happen. You've got to see it before it happens. It's not about faking it before you make it. It's about seeing it before you make it. Got to see it. And that's the biggest thing, because once you see it, and you see it, and you see it, and you see yourself in it, and you can see yourself, and you see yourself, and you see yourself doing it, all of a sudden, the doors of the universe open up. And as they open up, and as you begin to accept certain responsibilities, because opportunities are always responsibilities, okay? That's just the way it is. Nobody comes to you and goes, hey, here, I'm just going to give you $1 million, you know, yeah, don't worry about it. No, just take it. No, take it. I'll see you later. Have a good one. No. And if anybody wants to do that, just come on by the studio at any time, day or night. But seriously, the thing is that when there's an opportunity, often that opportunity looks like more responsibility. And we've got to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. And some you might not want to take, and some you're going to take and you're going, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's going to open another door and you're going to get to know yourself better. Because with your purpose, you're identifying self as well. Because none of this stuff is selfless, and that's okay. Okay, it's okay to do good by people. It's okay to do right things by people. It's okay. And that's a good thing. And it's okay to help yourself in the process. Because when you're doing what's right by you, which is finding your purpose and bettering other people's lives and helping people, that's also good for you too. Because we're all part of the same. So nothing authentically good can be selfless if you really think about it. Sure, it might be responsibility, it might be time-consuming, it might cost you money and time and volunteering, but in the end, wasn't it worth it? And what did you learn? And I think that purpose offers that new outlet that's way better than this, like, oh, we're going to go take a trip, or, oh, I'm going to go buy some stuff. Trips are cool. Experiences are awesome. But what about finding that purpose and experiencing things within the purpose, right? So yeah, trips are fun, but what if you figured out you wanted to help homeless children, you know, be able to get into a shelter and make sure that they know how to read and write and get them ready to go back to school, whatever that looks like, and you travel the world helping these homeless children. That, to me, is a very interesting dynamic of experiences. You know, what if you're there to help battered men? Okay, and I know some of you might go, what are you talking about? There are several men out there, many men out there, probably millions of men out there right now who are in relationships where they are constantly being mentally and physically abused. And I know that some people go, there's no way, but it is. It's a silent thing because a lot of men don't want to come out and talk about it. What if you wanted to help that? What if you wanted to get their voice out? Okay, and figure out the new experiences that you get to experience while doing that. That's pretty amazing. And changing the stigma in the process, right? And that's another thing. And so having those experiences and having that, not buying happiness, not purchasing that, but actually being in the moment of that experience that's connected to your purpose. And I think that is what is so awesome. And I think that's what really you can relish in your own life and really take to the bank, because it's all about that. It's about memories. It's about pushing forward. It's about helping people. It's about giving people a voice that don't have a voice. And it's about using those talents in a specific way to help others. And in the process, it helps you too. And I think that's what's so cool about it. And that's why when you think about purpose and you think about being stuck, you really can't be stuck. Certainly, some things might not happen as quickly as we want them to, okay? I get that. But the patience factor has to come into place, and why we're learning patience is so invaluable. And why are we? And I think that's something that we have to look at, because in the end, we've got to have patience when dealing with this stuff, because things will come as they are supposed to. Sure, we got to put ourselves out there and do the work and do the legwork, but in the end, if you think about it, things got to come together in a timely manner to make things happen. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com. Actually, go check out YouTube as well. Go to YouTube, put Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. Check out a lot of the coolest, latest videos. Comment, like, and subscribe, and let me know what you'd like me to cover in the next video next week. Stay tuned. Leave Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. Two shakes. You could
be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about feeling stuck, feeling as though you're in a rut, and needing a new perspective. I've been talking about repetition and routine, and how when we're not mindful in our daily routines, it becomes a repetition. It becomes going through the motions instead of experiencing the process. And anytime we do that in life, well, it sucks. There's no fun. We don't learn anything. And we're literally just going through the movement, going through the motions. And that's why they say going through the motions, because you're just acting it out, but you're not really getting into it. Hence why we begin to feel like we're in a rut. We're stuck. Is there anything else besides this? Oh my God. Calgon, take me away. And it's interesting because when we actually do form routines based in mindfulness, it impacts us because we have to do those things because we have responsibilities. Like I was saying, unless you have infinite amount of funds and living on the beach and doing whatever you want to do and you have no time schedule, you got no work, nothing, you don't have to worry about the kids or the animals. Hey, do what you want. But for the most part, the majority of you, and myself included, has responsibilities We provide for other people and we provide for ourselves. And so we have to create these routines, I think, one, to get the stuff done we need to two, to do it in a timely manner, and three, to get to all this stuff. But in the process, I don't want to just be faking it through my life. I want to be experiencing it. And I think that routines can be very beneficial. It can help people with depression and anxiety and ADD to overcome a lot of those setbacks and to be able to create and do things in a timely manner. I've also talked about when we ask ourselves, is there more to this? We're needing a new outlet. We're needing a new outlet. And to me, that new outlet is really, really coincides with the purpose thought. The purpose. We have responsibilities. We have things that we have to do. We have things we want to do. And I hope that those things have to and want to are kind of similar. I know sometimes it can be hard. I know sometimes it can be overwhelming. Sometimes you're like, yeah, bless. But, you know, for the most part, I think if we really think about it and we're being mindful, we do appreciate what's in our life. We do appreciate and we care about what happens. And we do appreciate those things. And so I think when we go to that next level, though, past responsibilities, taking care of those, taking care of our self-care, thinking about things logically, consciously, spiritual life, we get to that next point where we say, hey, there's more to it. Where's the purpose at? And I think rightfully so, all of our purposes are somehow or not connected with helping other people. Okay? To inspire, to educate, to help. And I think it brings that purpose into our life and it gives us more of a dynamic of understanding ourselves, the human condition, other people, but better yet, different ways of life, different walks of life that we don't experience on a day-to-day basis, we can experience through others. And I think that's really a godly type thing if you think about it, because if you generally believe that we're all connected and that God might be the source, then that omniscient is constantly feeling everything that other people are deriving from. So it's like experiencing everything that every single human being is going through all at one time. And so the more we put ourselves out there and helping other people and engaging, the more we understand our own life. And that's what's so awesome. And that's what gives our life more meaning. And that's when we're able to understand other people. And that's when, that's the whole enchilada right there. And then when we begin to do that over and over and over again, that becomes our way of life. And sure, some people might say, well, then that becomes a routine. But doesn't that become a mindful, thoughtful, giving back routine? Sure. And so why can't we have routines in our life? I don't see why not. Because I think that every area of our life has to be mindful to some degree. When we just go through the motions, we lose that thing. We become robotic. And there's certain things you can begin to do right now to offset that and to actually be mindful in your day-to-day processes and actually take you out of your rut. I think it's going to help you to not be so bored. And it might help you find yourself a little bit. And the first thing to do is that when you're going through the process and doing the routine, you know, staying off the phone as much as possible. When we get on our phone and we text and we call and we email and we check our Facebook and our Twitter and our Instagram and our da-da-da-da-da-da and instant messaging and, I mean, let's just, come on. I mean, we miss out on stuff. So even though we might be taking the dog out for a walk, the dog's not getting any of our attention. You know, we're going through the motions. And we're not really with that person we're on the phone with or really in the moment as well to really make a good conversation. Because we're doing all this stuff at one time. But we're not doing any of it really great. Right? Kind of, yeah, half-assed and everything. And that becomes a problem. And so we have to sit there and say, okay, at what point do I need to be mindful and how do I do that? And I think it's when you take a call, you want to be as mindful as possible. You want to be in that moment, in that call. because that's important at this moment. When you're at home and you're, you know, cleaning the house, I think that's a place to be mindful because it also helps with meditation and direction in our life. And it helps us realize how important doing some of the simple things are in our life. When we're in a meeting, the best thing to be in our meeting, in a corporate meeting, is to be focused. You know, besides the fact that you might be called on, the other fact is that you got to know what's going on. And sure, some of this can be repetitious, but at the same time, if you're going to take the time to be there, shouldn't you be there, like, all there? And doesn't that apply to all areas of your life? And if that's the case, and you try that beginning today, when you're driving in the car, you know, and this is a show that inspires and it offers help and direction and inspiration and purpose. And this could be a nice mindful, show for you to listen to. I have podcasts as well that are on. You can download from Spreaker, Spreaker, or iTunes, and you listen to it. And it can really drive your mind and your purpose to that next level. And it'll inspire you to be part of that moment and to realize that experiences are so much more important than what you can buy, and they live with you for a lifetime, and you can't ever, you don't lose experiences. They just add to your quality of life, and they add to who you truly are. I'll be back on tomorrow, and stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. You know it. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.